Well, it's the biggest football Friday of the season for the Eagles to date. They're at the Chicago Bears Sunday in the wild card round of the playoffs. Who better to break it down with the Hall of Famer himself, Ray Didinger. Good morning, Ray. Thank you for joining me. This Bears defense, as we know, is outstanding, especially against the run. What do you think the Eagles need to do to be effective Sunday afternoon?
Be patient and be careful with the football. Because you're right, Dave. I mean, we've been talking all week about the Bears' defense, and it's for a reason. They are that good. They're the number one defense in the league. In fact, if you take the 10 most critical defensive statistical categories all the way across the board, they're in the top five in every single one, and they're number one in five of them. I mean, they are that good. You can look at this defense and you can study the film, and I know the Eagles have been doing it all week, looking for a weak spot, and there isn't one. So what it really comes down to is you have to just go out and you just have to execute at the highest possible level. Be patient. Don't try and force the issue. Don't try and gamble and take big plays. Just be patient. Take what's there. And most of all, the most critical thing is don't turn the ball over, because that's the Bears, among the many things they lead the league in, one of them is takeaways. They've taken the ball away 36 times, which is the most in the league. And usually those turnovers set up the Bears' offense. So you can't afford to get into that kind of a game. You have to protect the football. And so far, Nick Foles has been very good at that.
So they're definitely going to have to protect the football against Khalil Mack. What makes him so good?
He's the complete package. He really is. He can beat you with power. He can beat you with speed. He can beat you with technique, and there's just very little way to block him. And the defensive coordinator in Chicago, Vic Fangio, who's one of the best defensive coordinators in all of football, has actually made Khalil Mack even more of a weapon than he was in Oakland, because he moves him all over the formation. In Oakland, he pretty much just played on one side, so teams could kind of game plan for him. You knew how to set up your blocking to account for him. But now, I mean, any given play, he could line up here, he could line up there, he could line up on the right, he could line up on the left, he could line up in the A-gap. They move him around, and that makes it an even greater challenge. So when the Eagles break the huddle and the offensive line and Jason Kelce come up and Nick Foles comes up, the first thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to find Khalil Mack, and then they're going to have to figure out a way to block him. But nobody's been able to do that all year.
And he's not their only guy. There's a bunch of other playmakers on that defense too, right?
Sure there are. Akeem Hicks is a really good player. He's a down defensive lineman. And, everybody's talked this year in the NFC about the best defensive lineman, and you talk about Aaron Donald, and you talk about Fletcher Cox. But Akeem Hicks is the third Pro Bowl defensive lineman from the NFC. I mean, he's right there in that same conversation. He's overshadowed by Mack because Mack is so good, but Hicks is right there too. And, you know, you double team or you slide the protection over on Khalil Mack, which most teams do, that'll very often leave Hicks one-on-one, and nobody is going to be able to block him one-on-one. So it's a challenge. You really have to – one of the things that Nick's going to have to do is he's going to have to be really good with his pre-snap reads, and he's going to have to get the ball out of his hand in a hurry.
Well, going beyond that defensive front, when you look at their secondary, a guy who stands out is Kyle Fuller, but are the Eagles able to go deep at all against this Bears team on Sunday?
I think you have to take some shots just to make them aware of the fact that you will. But it's very hard to make those plays because Eddie Jackson, the safety, is really good. He doesn't make any mistakes, and it's hard to beat him deep. And Kyle Fuller is a tough one-on-one matchup for anybody. I kind of expect that Kyle Fuller will be drawing a lot of the coverage on Alshon Jeffrey, because Jeffrey has been such a force for the Eagles down the stretch, and he and Nick Foles work really well together. So I'm guessing that Fangio is going to put Kyle Fuller on Alshon Jeffrey, and that'll be fun to watch because those two guys certainly know each other. I mean, all those years they played together in Chicago, they practiced against each other every day. So that's a tough matchup there too. You look for something you can exploit in that Chicago defense. And with most defenses, even the really good defenses, you can always say, well, there's this one thing, there's this one area where there's a little soft, or we can probably make a play over there. With the Bears, there just isn't one. I mean, you just have to execute at the highest possible level. And most of all, just don't make mistakes, because that's why they're 12-4, is they feed off other teams' mistakes, and the Eagles can't allow them to play that game.
Turnover differential is plus 12 for Chicago and -6 for the Eagles. They could really benefit from creating a turnover this weekend against Mitchell Trubisky in that offense. What should we know about the second-year quarterback?
That he's a lot better than he was when he was a first-year quarterback. He's obviously a more experienced player. That's number one. But number two is the new offense here with Matt Hagee as the head coach. It's an offense that suits Trubisky a lot more than the offense he was running last year. It's a lot. It's very reliant on RPO play type plays, and it's a lot like really it's a lot of the stuff that he kind of ran at North Carolina when he was in college. So he looks a lot more comfortable. He still can be a little streaky as a passer, but he's very mobile and he can hurt you with his legs. And he has been much better in terms of protecting the football because he threw three interceptions in the big game that they had against the Rams, which was a national television game. And the Bears won that game against the Rams, but they won it because of their defense. They certainly didn't win it with the offense. And Trubisky threw three really bad interceptions. But he hasn't thrown one since, and he's playing better football, and he's gaining confidence by the week. But this will be a big test for him. This will be his first postseason game. And even though he's playing it at home, that first taste of postseason football can be tough on a young quarterback. And if he's a little nervous, and I would expect him to be a little nervous, then the Eagles have to find a way to exploit that too.
I heard you talk about this a little bit on the postgame show last week on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And then later in the week on that Mission 53 show that you did with Amy Fadul and Derek Gunn, you were talking about, you know, the Eagles won 5 out of 6, but the Bears won 9 out of 10. So how much does the, you know, I guess there's not that much to for the Eagles to lean on in terms of being hot going into the playoffs, but how much does having more experience over the Bears work in their favor?
I think the experience factor is significant, and that's if you're looking for one thing you can point to and say, okay, here's an advantage that the Eagles have. I would say it is the experience factor, because to me the Bears are very much like what the Rams were last year. You know, they have a first-year head coach, very smart, young, offensive guy. You know, they have Matt Nagy. Last year, the Rams had Sean McVay. You have a second-year quarterback, a blue-chip player, who's sort of growing into the role. You know, the Rams had Jared Goff. The Bears have Trubisky. And on the defensive side, you have an old, wily, veteran defensive coordinator who coordinates everything over there. And the Rams had Wade Phillips, and the Bears have Vic Fangio. So in many respects, they're very, very similar teams. And, of course, the Rams last year just ran roughshod through the NFL and went to the playoffs and were sort of everybody's darling, and people thought they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And they got into the postseason, and that inexperience factor was huge. I mean, they got in their first game in the postseason. They got up against a really experienced veteran Atlanta Falcon team that were the defending NFC champs. And the experience factor, I think, was the difference in that game, and the Rams were one and done. So that's what the Bears are kind of facing here. They're a young team going into the postseason for the first time with all those same qualities, and they're going up against the defending Super Bowl champions. And even though the game's in Chicago, and even though you got to respect the Bears' defense, the fact of the matter is the Eagles are more experienced at playing and winning these kinds of games. And if you're an Eagles fan and you're looking for the one thing to kind of hang your hat on, it's the fact that the Eagles have been in this spot before and proven that they can handle it, and then the Bears will find out.
All right, then, Ray, so what's your prediction for Sunday, 4:40 Eagles-Bears Soldier Field?
Well, I counted this team out before. I counted them out certainly after that New Orleans game. I declared the season over. So I'm not going to count them out now. I think this is going to be it's a really tough game to win. In fact, they are the biggest underdog of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're a 6-point underdog, and it's for a reason. The Bears are that good. But I do think the Eagles are going to be able to exploit the Bears' inexperience. I do think that they're going to be able to make some plays against Mitchell Trubisky. And offensively, I think the Eagles will be able to execute, and Nick Foles will be able to protect the football. And I think the Eagles are going to come out of this with a real close, tight, low-scoring kind of win, and I'm saying 20-17.
Ray's saying 20-17 Eagles. All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll break it down on Monday. Thank you very much for your time, Ray. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, Dave. Have a great one.
Thank you, Ray. Hall of Famer Ray Dininger, WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.